Chapter 1. An idea that takes 10 or 20 years to sink in. Lordship. In life, we learn many lessons and brilliant flashes of insight. Other lessons, though, seep in over the course of many years. For example, from the first moment the thought broke into my mind that prayer is the most important thing I can do, it took another 20 years to expel the thought that there are better ways to go about getting things done. And like a nearly empty tube of toothpaste, you can never quite squeeze out the old thought completely. In a similar way, I remember the first time I caught a glimpse of the idea, I can rely on God. Even though I came to believe it unyieldingly, it took another 20 years to back the old thought, I can do it on my own, over into a corner and pin his arm so he couldn't take a swing at me. Still today, I can still see that old man standing over there in the corner, calling out to me, asking for just one more chance to prove he's right. There is another idea that has only recently been sinking in for me and grabbing me at the core of my being. Personally, I believe it's one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned. I believe it is the golden key to success. I believe it is the first and the last word on happiness. It is the essence of what it means to declare Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, this idea may resonate with you as soon as you hear it, or you might recoil from it at first. You may even disagree with it. Yet I believe it is the one idea in this tape that can most change your life and my life. So you may want to listen carefully. Here it is. The Christian life is a broad road of happiness, joy, peace, blessing, success, significance, and contentment, which ironically is gained by choosing the narrow road of surrender, obedience, self-denial, self-sacrifice, truth, worship, and service. Now, I realize that's a mouthful, so let's unpack that idea a little bit. The world would say, want to be happy? Seek a better job. Live in this neighborhood. Take this vacation. Drive this car. Send your children to this school. Accumulate this much money, join this club. But God says, want to be happy? Surrender your life to me. Obey me. Seek the truth. Live by faith. Give yourself away in service. Deny yourself. Ironically, when we yield our lives to Jesus, allow Him to be Lord, and walk in His way of obedience, service, and self-denial, things that on the surface seem to rob us of happiness, He rewards us with every spiritual blessing. Happiness is linked to truth. Some things are true whether we choose to believe them or not. Suppose for a moment you had a headache. Let's say someone gave you a pill that contained rat poison, but they told you it was an aspirin. Let's also say that you sincerely believe them. If you take the pill, will you be happy? Well, dead maybe, but definitely not happy. That's because the truth is what it is. You can be sincere, but sincerely wrong. The Christian life it's not built on feelings or impressions that shift from one generation to the next. Rather, it's based on the historical life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the faith life revealed in the Bible. Jesus prayed, Lord, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. To be happy, we must be seekers of truth. The Bible says true worshipers will worship the Father.